This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Cheers, everyone, and welcome to our next podcast with Jugheads, Growlers, and Pints right here on the Triad Podcast Network. We're here with our man Ben, and we're not here with Harris.
No, we're not here with
Harris. Harris and Ben are our two regulars on the podcast. They're the guys behind the magic that is Jugheads. So we're going to begin the show by making fun of our guy Harris. But first, Ben has poured something to begin the day. This is a great way to start the podcast. So let's at least talk about what we've got here in front of us.
All right, so right now we have a lot of very good beers in cans.
Okay.
Now, the draft wall is delicious, as always, but in cans, we have a lot of good stuff. So this one here is from Hopfly, and it's called Brewer's Breakfast. So it's a peanut butter, caramel coffee, imperial stout, and it's phenomenal.
It's so
good. And anyone will tell you, like, people try to give me peanut butter all the time, like peanut butter and chocolate, and I hate it.
You're talking about with beer, right?
No.
Just peanut butter. Wait, do you like Reese's Cups?
I hate them.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. As many sweets
that
as
is,
I,
that is a revelation of revelations.
Right? I love sweets, but I can't stand peanut butter and chocolate together.
Oh.
Separate, they're both fine. The only way I can...
Serious concerns about your palate now.
Yeah. The only way I can, enjoy them is in beer. Same thing with coffee. I don't like coffee. Don't need it in my life.
That's fine.
But
okay.
If you put it in beer, I'm going to like it. So this is phenomenal.
Okay.
It's a little bit sweet, but not oversweet. And the peanut butter comes through, kind of leaves like a sticky feeling in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Like you can taste the peanut butter.
Oh.
It's really good.
Wow.
So this is a good can from Hopfly. Tons of good IPAs. I had a couple of those Wilmington beers last night while I was trying to finish off that Netflix show Daybreak. I got one episode left. I almost did it.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I stayed up till 2 a.m. trying to finish, and
oh, wow.
I just couldn't. I fell asleep on the couch.
I just finished the show You.
That one? I've watched one episode of You.
Really dark, really dark and twisted. But I'm somehow kind of addicted
good.
To it.
I mean, yeah. I watched episode 2 of season 2.
Okay,
that's where I came into it.
That's an interesting place to pick it up.
Yeah, right. I was intrigued.
Yeah,
I was like, this isn't a bad show.
It's oddly gripping, but very dark.
Yeah, so I got to go back. I'll watch that.
A lot of Netflix content is skews dark now.
Yeah,
but you know,
it's entertaining.
It is.
But so we got tons of good cans. The Wilmington ones, the New Anthem, the Hot Flies, the Burials.
Hot Flies from where?
Hotfly, they're out in Rocky Mount.
Okay.
Rocky Mount is trying to become like a beer mecca.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's doing a pretty good job of it. Granted, it's all in one square mile. Well,
yeah.
Even less than a square mile. It's probably 3 acres. it's tiny. But
the size of a large residence lot.
Yeah, pretty much. But what they have is they've got Hotfly, BDD, Harlem, Tarboro, Koi Pond, all, and a bottle shop that also has draft taps, a couple restaurants, and they're all in this one little area, and it's awesome.
So are you making more stops there now?
Yeah. I pick up from most of the guys there now.
Yeah.
But it's nice because you can just go to one place, it's a one-stop shop, and you can pick up a lot of things, and the guys at Hotfly are just killing it.
Yeah.
Great cans, great draft. So I really enjoy them.
I love the look of you've got the can open of the Hopfly Brewer's Breakfast.
Yeah.
Good looking, looking display. Yeah.
Yeah. They got decent can art. They got this series now for their IPAs and it's all space related.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a bunch of different cans that have different things going on with, guys going up into space, astronauts and stuff, meeting aliens or floating around.
Yeah.
Stepping on the moon, all kinds of cool things. But Hotfly is really, really good brewery, and they're expanding, which is great for me.
Yeah, and unless you're in Rocky Mount, any other place in the Triad where people could pick this up, other than Jugs?
I think Gate City in Greensboro.
Yeah, so in Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem, no, just us.
Come on by to Jugheads right here on Country Club Road.
Yeah, but yeah, and we got the new That Fish Crave. Finally. our friends over there at Fiddlin' Fish have canned that beer up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're very excited about that one because that's a great beer.
You been over to Radar yet?
Yeah. We went when they first opened. We were there the next day, and a big group of us.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing flights, so we all had to get, you know, individual pints mm-hmm. of everything. And we all got pretty intoxicated because you want to sample everything they have.
Sure.
And by the time you get done sampling everything they have, it's a lot.
What stood out?
I think we would all agree that the IPL was our favorite beer. I've been kind of leaning towards dark beer and Belgians lately,
mm-hmm.
more so than IPAs. I still like a good IPA, but I'm taking a break. So I'd say the IPL was probably our favorite. And then maybe the stout or the Belgian ale, the dark Belgian.
Okay.
But we enjoyed it. I think a lot of people have come in and had mixed reviews about the place, and I've said that they just wanted to get open.
Give them time. Yeah.
Yeah. It all comes in time.
Sure.
Because everybody, I mean, people don't realize how long they've been waiting to open.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been wanting to be open for months.
Mm-hmm.
Months and months and months and months. Like middle 2019, they wanted to be open. And they kept getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And I think with time, people will notice that, hey, this is a good brewery because they do make solid beer.
Good.
I think
if you got that as a foundation, then you can do well.
Yeah. And most people's complaints are just the interior. They're like, it's kind of boring, bland. It's like, it's different.
Right now, it's just functional.
Yeah.
But it'll get there.
Yeah. They wanted to get the doors open, make some money. They'll listen to their customers. They'll mm-hmm. add what they need to. They'll do this and that. They'll have a good, they've got an opportunity for a good outdoor space. So it's all going to come in time.
Mm-hmm.
They've laid the groundwork and the foundation. It's just get the money in the door, and then we can make it good.
Right.
So, yeah, people just expect it to be great off the bat, and to have good beer off the bat is the most important thing. The rest will come later.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you poured me a couple small cups here. Tell me what you got here, and we'll do like the taste testing here while
all right,
we're
recording.
So the one on my right, people can't see it, but I'm gonna tell me what you got here.
Technically, both on your right.
What?
No, they're both on your left. Yeah, your right. All
oh,
right.
Well, okay.
See, both my rights.
The cup to the right, yeah, between the two.
Both my rights. All right. I'm confused. But yeah, the one you can see through. That is Divine Barrels Jazz Cabbage. That's okay. A West Coast IPA.
Okay. All right. And what's next to it over
that
here?
That one there.
The hazier one.
That's New Anthem's Throwing Shade.
Ooh, New Anthem.
We got that in cans, too.
Ooh, that's got a little different.
Yeah, they're completely different beers.
Yeah.
So you got a good, clean West Coast IPA. Then you got
that is
extremely
that, yeah.
hazy, citrusy New England IPA.
Yeah, I want to be careful in how I say this, but like the traditional IPA, I mean, it tastes standard.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, a good West Coast IPA is still great.
Right.
But this one just hits a little different.
Yeah. And
the New Anthem. And God, New Anthem does some great stuff.
Great beer.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
Now that they're delivering out this way, it makes our lives way easier.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Because now, it's not good for me, but the Wilmington breweries are now coming out this way.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Wilmington Brewing starting to make deliveries out this way.
Mm-hmm.
I met with Matt from Stella Brew. We met in Greensboro and picked up some beer from Wilmington Brewing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
New Anthem's delivering all the way here. You got Edward Teach delivering all the way out here. You have who else am I missing? Oh, Flying Machine. They're delivering out here now. So a lot of the breweries I would go to pick up from,
yeah,
I don't have to anymore because they're coming to me,
mm-hmm.
which is great, but bad.
Because
now I don't get to drive out to Wilmington and spend the day on the beach and then get up in the morning and make my pickups. So good and
I'm
bad.
Sure you could still find a reason to get out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I can.
Yeah. All right, so what else do you have here? Some of the breweries that aren't delivering out this way. I want to make sure we get a chance to highlight some of the breweries and beers that people can really, in Winston, only get here at Jugs because you're going out and picking it up. That you would recommend people come in and say, hey, this is be the only place you can try this, and it's phenomenal.
There's a lot. One of my favorites right now is probably Nocturnal. I don't have it on tap at the moment, but I've got another keg in the back to put on of a double IPA. Nocturnal Brewing. They're very good. They're way out in Hayesville, North Carolina. So basically in Tennessee. It's very good brewery. They also got great food. But I'd say probably Nocturnal Brewing. Who else? Well, Hot Fly, of course.
Yeah.
Going and picking those boys up. Trophy. Who else do I really like at the moment?
Trying to see if there's anything else up on the wall that I haven't seen. Oh, I love that you have Lost Province up there.
Yeah, Lost Province has started coming to town.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Them and Boonshine. Boonshine makes one of the best pilsners in the area.
Yes, they do.
And I haven't made it out to that new spot yet, but I'm looking forward to going there.
Yeah, I would go there all the time when they were there with in the Basil restaurant space, and the brewery was there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was always phenomenal. A weird place to go drinking.
It was kind of catty corner to the mall over there.
Yeah. But it wasn't bad. It's just it's strange.
Yeah.
But it's nice that they got their own space and food now.
Mm-hmm.
Innovation Brewing, always great. Boojum, always great. I'm trying to think.
The usual suspects.
Yeah, it really is. It's because, I mean, it's nice. Like, I mean, I still pick up at breweries like Wooden Robot, but now they're even starting to make deliveries occasionally. Heist. I pick up from them, but they're starting to deliver. Divine Barrel, great. Now they're starting to deliver. Resident Culture, I still got to pick up from.
Yeah.
So that's a great one. But that, I mean, the new kid on the block right now is Dissolver. D-S-S-O-L-V-R. Dissolver.
From where?
They're in Asheville.
Okay.
The guy came from Burial.
Eye Superior looks like the one up there.
Yeah, that's a double IPA.
Yeah.
But they've only been open, I think, maybe less than 2 months. And they're already self-distributing out this way, selling cans, selling kegs. But
I mean, if you're going to pop up in Asheville, you better be ready to go.
Oh, yeah. These guys are ready to go. Their cans got great artwork. Their beers are phenomenal. So, yeah, I'd say Dissolver's one to look out for.
Okay.
And I've been complaining recently that Asheville's kind of overrated, in my opinion. Like, Asheville's great because everything's convenient. Like, if you go to Asheville, you can walk everywhere.
You can
visit all the good food, all the good stores, all the good breweries. But when it comes down to beer, it's very just, eh. Like, the beer's just bland. They've got some decent stuff, but overall, it's not a lot of good stuff. Like, everyone wants to go to Burial because Burial's going to be good.
Yep. First place I had to go to last time we were there.
You can now go to Dissolver. Dissolver's going to be good. Asheville Brewing, you can go there. You know it's going to be good, plus the pizza.
Get some awesome pizza.
Yeah.
Oh.
But besides that, and Bramari, but besides that, I mean, it's very just eh. There's nothing in Asheville that makes you go, wow, this place is great. But you leave there and you go to places like White Elephant and Mount Airy, or you go to, you know, Newgrass and Shelby, or you go down to Wooden Robot and all the guys down there in Charlotte or Wilmington. I mean, all those places are great. The problem with those places are you can't just walk. So you have to drive or Uber. So that's the biggest issue, is the convenience.
Yeah.
Asheville is extremely convenient because you can walk everywhere and have a great time. If the other breweries were set up that way in, say, Charlotte, it would be awesome. But walking between breweries in Charlotte's hard. Even the ones that are close together is still difficult to get to them.
Kind of makes you appreciate what we've got in that north end of downtown in Winston.
Well, and I was talking to Brandon over at Incendiary last week about this. If we could get one more brewery and just toss that puppy out on Trade Street or Liberty Street, somewhere in the middle, it would make a nice little walk because you'd have Radar.
Well, you've got the Hoots location there now.
True, but Hoots is more of a bar because they sell liquor and everything else.
Okay.
So, but if you had, so you got Radar, you've got Wise Man, then you got Fiddle and Fish. That little area there is perfect. But then there's really nothing in between. – until you get to either Foothills or you get to Incendiary. If you could put something in the middle, even just because, like you said, if we go to the right, we have to go to Foothills and Joymonger, or we can go left and go to Incendiary. But it's just, it's complicated because you have to drive or jump on maybe a scooter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could have one or two other breweries peppered in the middle area there on Trade and Liberty, you'd be golden because you could have a nice little bar crawl kind of thing. And it could become an Asheville-esque feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'll ever be as hip and cool as Asheville. But it would be nice to think that maybe one day.
But you would have, but you would still have a leg up in terms of that proximity over some of the other cities you were talking about, where there's great breweries, but they're so spread out.
You go to Raleigh, you got to drive. You go to Charlotte, you got to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Wilmington, there's a couple good ones downtown, but still to get to some of the other ones, you got to drive.
Yeah.
It's just that's the big downfall. And I think if we could put one or two more breweries, people think Winston's already saturated with breweries, and that's not true. Winston-Salem is still got plenty of people waiting for another good brewery to come into play.
Mm-hmm.
So we can easily have one or two more breweries pop up in this town.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm for it. Heard your phone ding a couple of times. Please tell me that
it's
was Harris.
Definitely Harris.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into that. You said you had some ammunition for our guy who bailed on us today.
Well, it's pointless. He cussed. I'm not going to tell you what he said. But he said, "Oh, damn it!"
Oh,
basically, but no, Harris doesn't get a. This is his problem. Like, he knew we were having this today.
Yep.
I knew he would forget.
Yep.
And it's kind of better he's not here because he doesn't know anything about craft beer anymore.
What?
Harris? Wait a minute. I literally have to get deliveries of just Busch Light and Natural Light seltzers. This is what Harris drinks these
days. He's just seltzer?
He's a seltzer boy. He drinks seltzers, Crispy Boys, and that's all he does.
Why?
I have no idea.
I don't even want to hear him. He's a simple man. I don't even want him here to defend himself.
No. And he's going to be very upset with me for saying this
on air.
He knows it's true. He only comes in and it's like, "Hey, Harris, what do you want to drink?" He goes, "You don't got nothing good on tap. I'll have a Natural Light seltzer." And so he'll have a Natural Light seltzer. And then he'll have another Natural Light seltzer of a different flavor. And that's it. Yesterday, we were all out of Natural Light seltzer, so he had to have a White Claw. But he doesn't get to talk about good beer anymore. So if anyone in the Triad area is looking for a good manager who really enjoys Natural Light seltzers, I got you, your boy. I got a good guy for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he...
I get that, like, seltzers are the... Like, in terms of, like, 2019 being the year of what kind of adult beverage, it was the year of the seltzer.
Oh, for sure.
But, man, I didn't think it would get to Harris.
Yeah, oh, and...
I didn't think we'd lose
it. The worst part is he's pushing it on our other customers so that they like seltzers now.
What?
Oh, yeah. One of our regulars, he went all the way to Hawaii, and he found them, and he was drinking them there. Yeah, Natural Light seltzers.
Wow.
The tall cans.
Okay, well.
So, yeah, this is on Harris, and maybe he'll fix himself after this podcast when he hears it.
I hope so. I mean, I'm fine with you just continuing to shame him into fixing
his drinking good beer again.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no problem with drinking a light beer occasionally, but we're in North Carolina. We're at Jughead's. You need to drink good North Carolina craft beer.
Correct.
Not Natural Light seltzers and Busch Light.
Oh.
Yeah. I've gotten deliveries that are strictly Harris deliveries. Like the driver will come up and from the distributor and he'll be like, "I got your Harris delivery." I'm like, "Oh, seltzers and Busch Light?" He goes, "Yep." I'd be like, "Because I didn't order anything
Why is he allowed to order those?
Because he likes them. It's a perk of the job.
Got to shut that down.
Yeah. So the perk is he gets to get what he likes and he gets to enjoy them. And that's that. But yeah.
Just don't infect the other customers.
Yeah. It'd be nice. I don't drink them in front of them. That'd be the main thing. Yeah. Drink good beer. Order good beer. But yeah. So I would question his palate at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, we started this with you saying that you don't like peanut butter and chocolate mixed together. So everyone's, I guess, got flaws with their palates.
Yeah, except in beer. You put anything in beer, I'm probably going to like it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, let's. What's coming up here at Jugs? What are you guys excited about?
In 2 weeks, we have a tap takeover with Flying Machine.
Nice.
I think we're going to have 8 beers, I believe. So it's going to be a big tap takeover. Flying Machine's one of the newer breweries out of Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
They're making really, really solid stuff. And they've got a Winston-Salem connection. They're from here.
Mm-hmm.
Their dad drinks here. So they're it's a good brewery. We like them a lot. And it's just kind of – it's nice to kind of get their name out there, get some local love, you know, flowing their way from Wilmington to Winston-Salem. And but, yeah, we'll have, I believe, 8 beers. That is towards the end of the month. I want to say 24th-ish, but that's probably wrong. I'm bad with numbers. But, yeah, just towards the end of the month. After that, we are kind of trying to work on what we want to do for our anniversary party. But that's not till May. So we got to come up with something to do in between that time.
This will be year what?
Five.
Yeah. It's a big number.
Yeah, so our buddy Kendall Daub, he's working on some graphics for us for some new T-shirts.
Okay.
He's got some pretty cool ones already. Nice neon kind of logo.
Nice.
And we're trying to figure out what we want to do, how we want to celebrate that. So we'll have a nice big party, hopefully a magician. That's what I really want.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, I want a magician. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, the five-year, try to do some – I think we're also going to try and do some collaboration beers with some folks. I've talked to Newgrass and Incendiary so far. Both of them are down. I've talked to White Elephant. He's down. So I just need one more. And I've been – it's probably end up being either Heist or New Anthem probably.
Well, I'd love to do – when we get closer to that party, it'd be fun to do a podcast with some of you guys and just – you know, just do something nostalgic, reminisce about 5 years at Jugs.
That'd be great if I could remember it. Every day is the same to me, man. I would love.
There's got to be some landmark moments, though.
I want to say yeah, but someone's going to have to remind me of them.
All right. Well, start thinking now. Start writing them down if you can put the pieces of the puzzle together over the course of the next couple of months.
I'll do my best. No promises.
Well, that's cool. I had something else I was going to ask you after you talked about what you guys got coming up. Oh, I was going to ask you about food trucks. I see a new one up there, Main Medallion.
Yeah, it's a newer food truck. I think they come out of Greensboro area. It's pretty good. It's Mexican food, well, Hispanic, Spanish kind of food. But it's tacos, burritos, quesadillas. But they also do like a rice bowl where they put like a cilantro rice bowl with like chimichurri sauce over top of it and steak and stuff. That's really good, as well as like ahi tuna over like lettuce and things. That one's really tasty as well.
Nice.
So they have other things besides just your more traditional fanfare. So that's a good food. That's a good food truck. I like them a lot.
And what you've been doing some? I've seen some pictures on the gram, not necessarily posted by you, but you've been out and about doing some fun stuff, haven't you?
I try to.
Yeah. Anything you want to? Anything that stands out?
I was surprised there was good hiking down in Charlotte. But my sister's actually having a baby in April, so I'm probably going to be making a trip out to Houston, Texas, come April, and I'm thinking about driving it.
Oh.
So if I drive it, I'm going to make a couple stops and, you know, along the way.
Do you know where?
Not yet. But I mean, it goes through a lot of if you drive from here to Texas, you go through a lot of major cities on your way. So I think I might make a couple stops, but my plan initially was they keep having this sweet Groupon for a China trip. Problem being, nobody can fly into China currently. And they've since taken down the Groupon. But it was like $500, and you go to China for like 12 days. Everything's paid for, round trip. And it was like $500.
$500?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I was like, this is a great deal. And I kept trying to find someone to do it. I could never do it. And I was like, well, they fly out to Houston, Texas. That would be awesome. And they do. So I was like, oh, great. I'll go see my sister. Mm-hmm. She'll either have a baby, and then I'll leave, go to China, come back, see the baby again, and come home. Or she won't have a baby. I'll fly to China, come back, and bam, baby. I'll see a baby, and then I'll come back.
Yeah.
But so the China trip's gone now. But it doesn't change my plans.
Still going to Texas.
I'm still going to Texas. I'm going to drive to Texas. And I still may fly out of Houston. And I've been pushing around the idea of going to, like, Serbia, going that area.
Really?
Yeah. I want to go somewhere off the EU, somewhere where my money's going to go further. Because all my vacations have always been on the euro. So I want to go off the EU and go somewhere where the American dollar can actually buy me something. So I've been looking at there, Albania, North Macedonia. So I think that might be where I go on my next trip.
Okay. Man, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Different.
Definitely different.
All right, man. What else do you want people to know about what you got going on here or about good beer in this state?
Same old, same old. There's new breweries popping up all the time. I made a trip out to Raleigh 2 weeks ago just to check out a bunch of new breweries and see what all was happening, find out if there's anyone we could pick up from. And mm-hmm. a lot of them right now are just kind of small and getting going. But there's a lot of good stuff starting to pop up in this state again. I mean, every time you turn around, you think we can't fit another brewery in this state, and then bam, you got another one. Forgotten Road's a good one, Hugger Mugger. So you got a couple new breweries that just pop up into existence, and they turn out to be awful damn tasty.
Yeah, and they're going to pop up here on the wall too. So.
Yeah, and eventually they will make it to the wall. It's just all in good time. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to extending our hands to these breweries, talking to them,
yeah,
getting them in here and kind of introducing them to our customers and hopefully we can continue to do that. I mean, that's the plan.
All right, so if folks are listening to this, maybe they're getting thirsty and ready to swing by Jugs for a beverage or two. What's the best thing on the wall that can get, when folks walk through the door, if they've just listened to this podcast on their way here, what's the first thing they should try?
My favorite thing's the Wooden Robot Good Morning Vietnam.
Okay.
That's the Coffee Blonde Ale. That's just so good. It's just a blonde stout, and it's phenomenal. So Good Morning Vietnam.
And for the next,
always, yeah, all the time. After that, I'd probably say the Hot Fly Sour. They got a peach cinnamon sour.
That the 28 peach crisp blender.
Yeah,
or, yeah.
We also got that one in cans too.
Oof.
But that's a really, really tasty sour. And then after that, if you want hazy, New Anthem Throwing Shade. If you want something not hazy, Birdsong Higher Ground or the Divine Barrel Jazz Cabbage. Both good, kind of more traditional West Coast-y IPAs. So,
sounds like a good roadmap.
Oh, yeah. There's some really tasty beer up there right now. That Lost Province Double.
Mm-hmm.
I love Belgians, so that is a true-to-style Belgian, but it's kind of different because they toss in a bunch of orange. So it has that kind of Belgian flavor and kick, but also has a nice kind of orange flavor to go along with it.
Yeah.
Which is not normal, but quite tasty.
Okay.
So, I don't know, man. There's a lot of really good stuff on the wall at the moment.
Cool.
That Boonshine Long Winter.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for this delicious can, I probably would have drank that. Long Winter is a mocha stout. It's an imperial stout, and it is phenomenal. I love it when they put that beer out.
I bought that beer,
the Long Winter. I bought that, 2 or 3 years ago when they first put that out, and they were only putting it in bottles, like tall bottles. Mm-hmm. And I bought that. I still have that bottle with that beer in it. It'd be interesting to pop that and see how it is this day, like now after aging. It wasn't my intention. I loved it so much, I bought it. But like everything else in my life, I buy too much, and then I'm stuck with it, and I can never get around to it.
Yeah.
Like, you should see, like, my fridge at home, and then the back cooler there. I have a whole corner, and I literally have 72 beers that are just for me. And I'll never get around to them.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. But that Boonshine Long Winter is very good. So that might be my favorite dark beer on the wall at the moment.
So you got a good game plan now for if you come in here, what you should get on the wall here at Jugs. And then before you leave, make sure you pick up a can of the Brewer's Breakfast from Hopfly.
Or just pick
to
up,
enjoy the next morning.
Yeah, or just pick up any can. We got so many good cans right now. It's ridiculous.
All right, man. Enjoyed it. Looking forward to enjoying some of these new beers that you got over here at Jugheads. We're right over here on Country Club Road. We are across from Salem Gym, so come on by.
Yeah, don't watch your kids tumble. Come over here and get a beer.
Yeah, and there's games. Kids can come over here and play games. I bring my kids over here, and there's board games for all ages, so they can come here, have a good time, and you can enjoy some phenomenal local North Carolina beer.
Yeah, here and bring treats for Archer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Archer, would you like
you that? Like that, treats? Arch?
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, Ben.
Cheers.
Enjoyed it, my friend. Thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. For tons more local content, find our entire library on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Play, or Stitcher. And if you want to support the show and those that contribute, please take a moment to give us a rating, 5 stars preferably, and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, spread the word and interact with us about what you've heard. You can find us at Triad Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.